Right now we have a Northfield public safety legend. Chief Monty Nelson. Is that there is such a thing? And if there was, it would be you.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Jeff. And I guess I haven't been referred to that way before, so I'll take it on this weird weather Wednesday. What a goofy day.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've got some weather situation going on out there. We're in between a hot and a cold spell. It's going to be 77 today and 37, I think, tonight. So whenever you have that big a temperature drop, we're going to have some storms. And right in the middle of that, something that should have happened a couple of weeks ago was the EAS testing, that mandatory testing that is being done.
Right. And I know you guys are running the ads for that, so mm-hmm. we thank you for that. And we put out a press release yesterday trying to remind people, encourage people to pay attention to their phones and their alerts today, especially at that 118 and 120 time when they're going to test the nationwide emergency alert system, the wireless alert system first,
mm-hmm.
and then a second one 2 minutes later. So, which it is important because this has never been done before. And we do it on kind of a small scale here with our mm-hmm. Everbridge notification locally, where dispatch can blast in an emergency a blanket text message or voicemail to phones in an area. Of course, through our Everbridge system, we can do both home phones and wireless. Nationwide, of course, that's a little bit tougher. So that's why it's wireless, because they feel they get the broadest coverage that way, especially with the way people rely on their phones nowadays. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be interesting because it's never been done before, and I feel it's really important because the government does need to have that ability to get notices out to people. And as technology changes, everyone's not sitting in front of the TV in the old days where the little wavy lines would come up and you'd get the message, you know, mm-hmm. back when some of us were children.
And that's going on once again today. So it's all going to break loose. It would be somewhat reminiscent of a couple of weeks ago when it all kind of broke loose when the storms were coming through. You mentioned the Everbridge. I have a couple of different alerts, or a number of different alerts coming up, whether it be tornado watches or warnings or storms or hail damage or whatever. You get alerts for those. So the phones and everything's going off at once. It's going to happen again today, but right now it's not an emergency. It's just a test.
Right. And do pay attention because mm-hmm. there is a possibility, if you're listening to Bob's weather forecast,
yeah.
right during that same time frame, that we could have some severe weather pop up here and there. We don't know yet. I don't think they really have a direct pattern that they can say where we might get severe weather. So we just want people to pay attention to any alerts they get today.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on because I want to talk about the storm damage that happened a couple of weeks ago, or just a little over a week ago, I should say. It's been almost 2 weeks now. 2 weeks tomorrow.
Come tomorrow evening, some of us are all going to get the shivers again.
Yeah. Now, you have the police department is involved with the assessing process. And I think that's probably caused a little bit of confusion with some people, with some residents of the area.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is that you're doing now. What part of that assessing process do you and the city charge with?
Yeah, so, you know, whenever we have something happen, typically it's been our floods in the past.
Mm-hmm.
There are some initial assessment processes of public infrastructure that's damaged, and we're supposed to report that initial estimate of damage back to the county that then goes to either the feds or state. So in this instance, with our tornadoes that came through, we will be filing a state declaration or filing for a state declaration, and that's through the county. And as part of that, one of the first things they asked for, they needed to know the number of homes and general category of damage, slight, minor, major. There's like four or five categories. So the assessment, you know, word has been getting thrown around a couple ways. We had the college volunteers out last week, and we actually were doing a couple different things all at once. We were doing an assessment for the city just for us to figure out, do we still have people out there that need help? Where, you know, where's our damage that maybe we don't know about and maybe people still need help? So those college students and other volunteers were asking about the home damage and tree damage, but they're two separate things, because mm-hmm. we have to report that home damage to the county. And people need to understand, we're not affixing a dollar amount to your home damage. And it really, like, we'll never come back again to ask about the home damage. We just have to report to the county and then the state the number of homes, general category.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also were able to assess, you know, did we have people that needed help with trees, other stuff. And so now the next step is we're going to go back through city staff in the Streets and Parks Department and probably Community Development are going to go back to that list we created and figure out, kind of drill down to where are the needs that are going to be private needs and which ones are public needs, mm-hmm. like in the boulevards and stuff like that. And at the same time, we also have to do that other first initial assessment for our city costs that we will seek reimbursement for. Overtime, equipment, debris cleanup, response that night of the event, which is a whole separate process. So there's all these different assessment processes going on.
Now, where are you at as far as the completion goes? Are you done with most of these? Is there still quite a bit of assessing to do?
There's still, I think the number of homes in general category, probably today, I think. We're hoping we can finish that up. And then our internal initial damage assessment for public cost and infrastructure damage, we need to get done probably this week and get that to the county. But then the ongoing general assessment of where do we have people still needing assistance, that's going to, you know, mm-hmm. as you guys were just talking about a little bit ago, that's going to continue on. Because inside the city and outside the city, there's still going to be a lot of need for help with cleanup.
We're going to ask you, I want to say a personal question. It's not that personal, but you've been here for 25 years or more in the Northfield area. Having looked at the assessing that you've done so far, just going about and looking at it, have you seen anything like this in the city in those 25 years? I mean, storm damage and the hail damage a little bit different, but boy, this is really a widespread thing.
Yeah, you know, the hail damage would be the only thing that mm-hmm. I think comes close, because it was as far as something that impacted such a wide area of the city. And each one has been unique in their own way. The hail damage, you know, in some ways, some people would say was actually more severe because it damaged so many homes, so many vehicles, businesses, and so in some respects it was, but of course we didn't get this kind of tree damage, and it's a different sort of home damage that came with this within the city. But then of course when you go outside the city, I don't think there's any comparison. I haven't seen anything. Even our prior tornadoes we had that have rolled through east of town a couple times and hit a few farms in the past, don't compare to this one, because this one affected so many farms, residences, you know, every building site east and south of town has been affected mm-hmm. in some way.
And personally, I guess a little more personally, your farm suffered some significant damage, so you know what it's like. You can certainly sympathize with the people who have this type of damage. Looking into, you know, your neighborhood, which is to the east of Northfield,
yep.
the extended area, getting back, any idea when things might return to normal?
Depends on what you mean by normal.
Wow.
like I think I might have mentioned to you or Terry, at our house, and I think there's a lot of other people that are kind of referring to it maybe with different terms, we said we're done with phase one, mm-hmm. which just meant we can kind of live as normal, you know, as far as we got things off of buildings, the yard free and clear of the mini trees that were down, took care of some structural stuff, and that first wave of, okay, the first part of cleanup is done so we can safely live. And if you want to call that normal, I don't know. And there's a lot of people, I think, that are still trying to reach that, even that first level. But a lot of them, as you drive around, you see that they can get in and out of their house. They can take care of their animals if they have animals, whatever the case may be. They have that first phase done. But then when you stand there and look around, there's just a ton of work still left to do, whatever you want to call that, phase two, phase three.
Yeah.
It'll be months. I'm guessing next spring we're still going to see a lot of cleanup happening.
Yeah, and the landscape will never look the same, at least not in our lifetime.
No, the trees don't grow fast enough.
No. Chief Nelson, anything else you'd like to pass along?
You know, I am going to mention really quickly, last night, Rachel and Naomi Miesler were there with Mike Kranz from Northfield Shares, and I'm sure Terry will probably be getting they have updated Google Forms that they're using with Northfield Shares. I just got a text message from them this morning that they have updated the forms. They're on the Northfield Shares Facebook page, and later today they'll be on the Northfield Shares website. So, and just a reminder, those Google Forms are both for people who want to volunteer. You can go to that site, sign up, and say what you can do. Well, you know, maybe you have a chainsaw and a trailer. Maybe you have a rake and a good set of hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for people to request assistance and kind of get on their list, which is really important. They know there's a ton of need out there still, especially in the rural area, and they want people to go on there, fill out, if you still have a need where you need assistance, fill out the Google form. It allows them to then start plugging in resources to people in need.
All right. Chief, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson. Straight up 9 o'clock, Jeff getting out of here.